might upset her. And she has largely forgotten, and it is better so. If she becomes afraid again, that is not good.
Okay. Excuse me, that wasn't just today, was it?
Oh, I do not know when in your time that did occur, but it would have been in the past.
Okay. So are the unusual things that occur to you in your realm of existence now, that comes from some other realm?
No. Perhaps I should clarify for you. I have spoken of areas many times, and I wish you to know that these are not places, but groupings is it possibly a better word.
I can guess at what that means. I think I understand it.
Yes.
It means other than places.
Yes. Groupings with a counselor or counselors that is there to help those who have been placed there, and that is what happens. They are placed or they are granted permission to go. And these counselors are there to help with the learning for that particular grouping. When a person comes who has much to learn, they may progress not from one step to another, but perhaps from one grouping or area to another on a single step for a time until they may advance, until their realization has progressed to the point where they may. This is what happens, and this is... I do not know if this is true. When a person anticipates punishment after death, as we spoke before, that you receive in large measure what you expect at the very beginning. Those who expect punishment may likely receive that because of their expectation and for no other reason. Those who have a serious difficulty to overcome will do so in company with others with the same or similar difficulty, and they may view this as hell, or they may view this as purgatory, as we were taught, because without time it seems that it may exist for an eternity. They may exist for an eternity in this situation, because they are surrounded by those with the same degree of the same problem, and they will be treated perhaps in an ill manner by those other individuals. They must remain there until they realize that they cannot leave of their own accord, and they must ask for help. And then those who may help them are then at that point to come to them.
So whether you've accepted Christ as your Savior has nothing to do with where you go, it's just what you think when you die.
No, that is not true.
So it is not determined by what you think when you die, or it is?
It is to a great extent. If you have accepted Christ, you will experience Him, and only if you have accepted Him.
And if you haven't?
Those who have not will not experience Him.
And they'll go to hell because they think they go to hell?
No.
Because they rejected Christ.
Hell is not any one place. It is the place you go for your learning. If you have mistreated other individuals, you are in an area where others have mistreated human beings in like manner. Now, if you can imagine for a moment what that situation would be like, and to not know how long you must remain, there is no time. You do you understand what I am saying? No. It is difficult to explain. Oh, that is all right if you do not agree.
Does it matter with you whether we agree with you?
I have known at other times that what I say is not acceptable to that person.
Does it bother you?
No.
Do you have emotions?
Yes. But that particular thing does not bother me. It was expected sometimes. I must grant you the freedom to accept what I say or not, as you choose.
I agree with that.
Well,
why is Anne so afraid of being hooked up to the biofeedback instruments?
I know what he is speaking of.
You heard my whisper.
I do not know that I should speak of this for her.
Okay.
I believe this is something that she must do for herself.
Yeah, I
she would not view it kindly if I were to discuss it with you now.
Yeah, okay. I was just trying to see the way we might facilitate her being comfortable, whether she does or doesn't choose to do it. And so, that's the reason I was asking you.
Jean, did you hear my whisper, or did you know what was in my thoughts?
It was both.
What was my response to his whisper?
It is all right. I did hear your whisper with these ears.
But did you also know?
At times I do. Now, I am not supposed to do that. Sometimes it is unavoidable.
Then you are human, aren't you?
That is what I said.
Did you know my response to his whisper?
No, I do not believe so. I was thinking only of what her response would be. And my counselors agreed.
Do not talk.
That, yes.
Okay. Today when we started, you said I inhabit this body at this time, which I understand as much as I can at this time. If you were a cruel person, a person not out for her good, would you be able to literally damage her body while you're in it?
Only in the same way that she might.
Meaning you can injure yourself, but you couldn't start a disease?
No.
Or if the devil got in us, could he start a disease?
Well, if, for instance, a being might inhabit, if another's physical body for a lengthy time, there might be some detrimental effect.
You, on the subject of madness, this was kind of intriguing. If the spirit, if a person is born in the world and they have brought the madness with them, where did they get it?
I do not know. I will have to inquire.
Okay. Does the madness go then to the next realm?
Does that occur? I was not aware of that.
Of what? The madness coming with them? Or going to another realm?
Being born with...
I was going by what I thought you said. You said some come with the madness.
Come to this place. Come to this place.
And that the some come to this place, that's what I mean, with the madness that is of the spirit.
Oh, you... I do not believe we are understanding each other. May I repeat your question?
Yes.
What you want to know is, I thought you said if they are born with madness, where does it come from? Is that what you wanted to know?
If they are born with a madness other than a physical madness, a spiritual madness, or a madness in the spirit, where does it come from?
That is what I thought you asked, and that I do not know.
Okay.
If they come to us here, it is not necessarily that they were born with that, but perhaps developed it during their lifetime.
Then when they die, they leave all the madness here.
Only if it is has a physical cause.
Does an emotional illness, is that a physical cause?
If it is only emotional, if it is caused not by the emotions, but the emotions are an effect of a physical illness, there may be a disturbance in the emotions as an effect of a physical cause. That would be left. If there is no physical cause, they will carry it with them.
Forever?
No.
And work it out in another realm?
Yes.
And it's done psychologically or mentally, working it out? Well, it couldn't be done physically.
I do not understand the other word.
What do you do to work it out after in another realm?
It is done with counseling. They are sent to an area where that may be dealt with.
Do people who are counselors on this earth, such as people in this room, tend to be counselors after that, or just maybe in...
They may. In the first places you come from, there are often people who, beings who have lived on earth and developed themselves as counselors of many kinds upon the earth. They may have been religious counselors, different kinds.
How can we tell if the person's madness or the mental problems they have is a condition of their spirit as opposed to their body?
You cannot tell for certain. I do not know what you may have at your disposal in these times to determine that. But if you do determine that it is an illness of the spirit, then counseling is to be of benefit to them. If they can relieve themselves of that burden here before they die, it will be of benefit to them.
How can we best counsel with people who have a terminal illness? They know they have a disease that will, all likelihood, take their life, body, physical. Can you give us some pointers of how to best... You've been through it, and you spent a few hours or a day or whatever it was fearing or assuming that you were going to die. What kinds of things go on in those kinds of times, and how can we best be beneficial to them?
Acceptance of what has happened is very important. That was my problem, partially. Acceptance of what has happened to them. If they do not accept as my papa did not accept, they may stay near the earth and accept no counseling because they will not accept what has happened.
Can you give us a tip as to technique or words we could say or feelings we could share with them that would help them accept?
I think knowledge that they will not truly die would be a great benefit, because that is often a fear. If there is anger because of what is happening, that must be dealt with. They often go together. I have observed that.
Then if they do die and they weren't ready and they hang around a while as you did, is there anything we can do then to counsel them?
After they have died?
Right.
Do you know of their existence? And I mean, what I mean to say is,
there are times in which people feel they do know this.
Are you aware of this yourself?
I am not aware of anyone myself.
If you are certain of the existence of these, and if they are confined to a usual place, you may go there and speak with them because they will hear you. They may not, however, listen to your counseling. If you desire to do this, it may be worth an attempt. However, do not go alone.
Okay.
It is better, and if he does not know what kind of spirit he may encounter, it is better not to be alone.
In other words, there's more power in more people, strength together.
And you will be reassured as well.
Removes fear.
Try to... do you have a specific instance in mind?
Well, there's various ones I've heard of. One is that I'm thinking of, a lady with whom we have spoken that has sensed this some kind of presence in and around her house.
But you do not know what the spirit is?
Or do not know any reason for that being there.
I see.
There are
it would be helpful if you would know, if you could know something of the nature of the spirit.
Well, when she told me about it, my imagination, and it may be pure imagination, it may be intuitiveness that is correct, I don't know, told me exactly what had happened. And whether it's correct, I can't verify, because it's all over with.
What had happened to the spirit, do you mean, and why they...
I sensed what it was, but I don't have proof that I'm right. Is there any way I can prove I was or was not right?
Well, there may be a way in which you can do this, but I cannot help you with that. It is not necessary. I do not mean to imply that it is necessary to know, but it may be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one or two and then I'll conclude. You indicated that you had a problem situating myself today, you said, when you first came. What did that mean? Trouble getting comfortable in your body, or?
I do not know if I can explain this. have a form as yet. I believe I have stated that it is not like the form that I had immediately after death, and it has changed more than once. There is an adjustment that I must make, I believe would be the word. Some change, I do not know how to describe it. It is, I have form, but it is not physical, and yet it is substance, although not physical substance. And it is different than physical substance. And it is like what is the word if you have a large bell, for instance, that is struck with force, what is the word that occurs after the striking? The reverberation is...
Vibration.
It is like that, and it must be adjusted. To accommodate
the frequency of the paradigm.
I do not understand.
Frequency is the word, another word for vibration. So you have to get your vibration meshed with her vibration.
It is like that.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
That explains it some.
Where do you enter her body, or how do you assume that position?
It is not one place. It is very difficult to describe something that you have no experience with. I have not the words to do this, I am afraid.
Or do you have the descriptive ability to? In other words, you just sort of melt into her, the whole body?
It is not always the same. It is what seems the best way at that particular time. It is not always exactly the same, and that is why perhaps it does not always seem the same to you either.
Well, we've noticed that she takes very deep breaths at the time that you are entering, or is that you getting your vibrations
settled? No, that is myself experiencing her body and knowing that all is well.
Okay. You opened your eyes, or you have opened your eyes in the past and looked around at us. Why don't you do that now?
It is very tiring.
All right. How is it so that it's tiring? Does that mean that it takes more energy on your part?
The more physical movement that is made, the more that I involve her senses, the more effort I must expend to do so.
Is it your effort or is it her effort?
It is my effort to, yes, it is her movement that you see.
But it's your energy that...
It requires, energy, I think, would suffice. It requires my energy to do this, and it also, I feel very hindered when I am here.
Mm-hmm. A lot of effort.
Not only effort, I am bound. Mm. And I
confined?
Yes. I have not that feeling most times, you understand.
Do you dislike that feeling?
Not entirely dislike, but it is not something that I would seek out now, but for all time.
You feel kind of free now, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you... Could you, if you chose, could you lie to us?
Of course.
In other words, that's our assumption that you would...
I could lie to you better than I could lie to anyone here where I am, what I say here. I do not mean in this room. I cannot lie to my counselors because they would know immediately.
So you'd get away with it a little easier here if you chose.
I could if I chose.
Are you here in this room right now? You said you've inhabited Anne's body.
Yes, I am here.
You are here. Then how do you, if you have a form, how do you inhabit her body and yet my understanding is that your counselors are off somewhere else. How can you be in two places at once?
They are at times. Sometimes they are with us here and sometimes they are not. There are always some with her now.
There's what?
There are always some with her at this time.
I see. So there are ones standing by here?
Not necessarily here, where she is.
Oh, I see.
But there have been times, and I have been aware of it, but have not said because it is not necessary for you to know if their presence is here in the room. Mm-hmm. It is.
Good.
I have forgotten your original question.
Were we talking about how could you be in contact with them at the same time you're inhabiting her form?
My form is left.
Your form has left?
Yes. My form is left.
When you inhabit her body?
Yes. I do not inhabit with my form. Mm-hmm. Well, that is not entirely true. I am not pure spirit, you understand.
You're not?
No. If I were, I would have no form.
Oh.
I have not progressed to that state where I am pure spirit.
If you were, then you could inhabit her without any difficulty?
No.
Or as much difficulty?
No. No. No, that is not what I am saying.
Oh.
She or anyone, any human being now living, if the circumstances are right, may be inhabited by anyone who is spirit or anyone who has died is what I mean. If they have the ability to do that and it is not difficult to learn to do that, and that is a danger. We have discussed this before. However, I also know what is occurring with her because I have a direct link with her, a direct link at all times. That is because of my charge to her. So I know what is occurring with her and I know what my counselors are dealing with her at the moment, and I also know what occurs here.
Are you aware of us in this room having a direct link with our counselors?
All, not counselors, helpers.
Or helpers, okay.
You, it is the way it is to be. You will all have that.
Right, well, okay, that's the way it is to be, but are you aware of our helpers here?
Your helpers may not be necessarily in this room, although they have been at times.
So you would know if they were?
I am usually aware of that, yes.
Do they communicate with you or with
No, you? They simply observe.
Are they approving of what we're doing here, from what you can tell?
You may assume so if you do not have feelings that you should leave.
In other words, if they were disapproving, they would tell me to leave.
They would probably, yes, through your own thinking, say that I should not be here.
Okay.
It is true that is commonly the way a helper would instruct the one that they are helping.
All right. You said that you still consider yourself a human. That's your identity, always will be.
Yes.
And what is the nature, that's your nature, human nature, we call it, you remember?
Yes.
All right, so what is the nature of your counselors? You said that they've never lived, they're not of human.
That is true.
What is their nature?
They are pure spirit. They have never had form. Any kind of form.
Mm-hmm. And they're from the Maker, from God?
Yes.
Their
sole purpose is to instruct and aid others who come to them. They have knowledge beyond the capacity of, no, that is not true, not the capacity, but beyond what anyone has who comes to them in this area.
Are they perfect, or do they make mistakes too?
I know of no mistakes that they have made. I do not know if that is possible for them. I will inquire.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. What? Are you inquiring now?
No. You see, they also have those to whom they go who are higher than they.
Mm-hmm.
If they need assistance.
Mm-hmm. Jane, you know, when you were here on Earth, you, I'm sure, read Bible stories and heard about the holy angels of God and how they walk with us and protect us, guardian angels, and this type of thing. All right, how do you relate what you learned here with what you're experiencing there?
As regards angels?
Yes.
I have seen angels and they do not have wings.
Alright.
Angels are also pure spirit who have not had form, although they and any being without form may take an image when dealing with someone such as you and I, if it does seem desirable. It is an image, it is not a form. What she sees of my counselors is an image, it is not a form.
And then
Guardian, I think perhaps what were considered guardian angels are really helpers.
Uh-huh.
It is a function that I and my counselors serve,
mm-hmm.
but we are not angels.
How would you describe an angel? You said they're pure spirit. How do they differ from your counselors? Or are your counselors angels?
They are similar spirits. They function in different ways.
From angels?
Yes.
Or as angels? How?
They counsel.
Okay.
Angels do not counsel.
All right. What do angels do then?
They serve, to my knowledge, and perhaps they have other functions as well. They serve as links from our Father and from Jesus the Christ to other beings.
Uh-huh.
I think they, when I was on earth, they were described as messengers, and that is very apt.
Okay. All right. I'd like to ask another question here that relates to, you in our time, we last spoke to you approximately 2 weeks ago. What have you been doing yourself since then? I was going to ask you, how do you spend your time? But since you don't have time, I can't ask that.
I think she's listening to our thoughts. May I interject before I answer that question? Would you be willing to talk a little longer this time? Or what is your frame of reference right now, insofar as your desires and wishes to communicate further? We have about 5 minutes in our time, according to our tape machines here. We could talk further if you like.
I've got a few more questions.
I would like to answer his questions.
Okay.
I am tiring, but if I will attempt to. I may stay longer. It is not that I am not permitted to stay, you understand.
Yes.
It is only that I find it.
Well, sometimes we may feel that we're imposing upon you and asking so many questions and so that would be. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's
but I just
right.
wanted to know that.
Your question is, how do I spend my time?
Yeah, what have you, can you
please forgive me if I find that amusing.
All right, okay.
There is very much that we must do. I am not occupied each moment with her. I did not mean to imply that. Because there are times when I am not needed. I always know, you must understand, I always know what is occurring with her.
Uh-huh.
And I may know that and also be occupied with perhaps counseling another here. I may be receiving counseling myself. We do receive that. We do have the opportunity to experience higher beings. It is encouraging. That is the way I spend my time.
All right, could you give me a description of what it's like to encounter higher beings? You know, as I'm sure when you were here, you had camp meetings, and you had, if you were a Christian, you had camp meetings you went to in the summer, and they had preachers and people talking, and they sang, and they did all these things. What do you do there when you encounter
I did not experience such things. Mama was a Methodist.
Mother was a Methodist?
Mama was, and but Papa disapproved of religious teachings, and so I received perhaps not my full share. It is unfortunate.
Okay, well, I'm using that as an orientation. How do you experience higher beings? What is it like? Do you go to see them, or do they come to you, or is there a group of people?
During different times since I have been here, I may go to see other beings, but I may not progress to see those who are higher than I. That is not allowed. They must come to us. However, you see, I may visit Andrew, and so I may go to see him, if you understand the difference.
Right, people on your level, you can intermingle with.
On the same step, or on steps that are not as advanced. However, I may not progress without permission, and that is not granted. If we need instruction or counseling from those higher than us, they come to us. And it is, I will attempt to describe, you must understand, it is very difficult.
Before you begin, Jane, may I interrupt for just a split second?